What is happening to the ban on flavored vaping products? I'm David Brancaccio. Is the Trump administration's promised ban on flavored electronic cigarette products now on the back burner? Both the Washington Post and the New York Times are reporting that it is. The Trump administration has not publicly commented on this. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more.
Back in September, President Trump said that in response to a vaping epidemic among youth that's reportedly 5 million strong, he would ban the sale of most flavored e-cigarettes. While seen as a public health victory among some, it also led to a social media campaign, hashtag #IVapeIVote, and to opposition and lobbying pressure from industry groups. The Washington Post reported that may have led to the president not signing a decision memo because he reportedly fears it would lead to job losses, and that could hurt his re-election prospects. Earlier this month, Trump tweeted he'd be meeting with vaping industry reps, medical professionals, and individual state representatives to, quote, come up with a solution to the vaping and e-cigarette dilemma. Some states have banned flavored vape pods, and in others, anticipating the federal ban, manufacturers pulled some products from the shelves. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
Now to the real estate market heading into the holidays. Tomorrow, we'll have new data on new home construction, and then later this week, sales of used houses. Here's Marketplace's Mariel Segarra.
The housing market is in a weird place. In 2012, demand for homes started rising. Skylar Olson, director of economic research at Zillow, says the economy was recovering from a recession and people and investors were ready to buy houses again.
That was also coming at a time when demographically, millennials were first starting to hit those home buying ages. So millennials were first starting to enter their early 30s.
The problem was, and continues to be, that there aren't enough houses on the market to meet demand. So prices are way up.
And it's discouraging buyers across the income spectrum, but particularly the first-time buyer.
Susan Wachter is a real estate and finance professor at the Wharton School. She says prices are so high that demand for homes has actually been falling lately. One way to help this affordability problem is to build new, affordable houses. And the numbers we get this week on housing starts will tell us if that is happening. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
Marketplace is at the unveiling of Ford's new electric SUV last evening. The Mustang Mach-E will have an expected range of more than 200 to about 300 miles, depending on which of five versions. Some extra zippy, some come with all-wheel drive. When you have the boss of a global firm in late 2019 here, you do have to ask about trade wars. Here's what Ford CEO Jim Hackett told my colleague, Marketplace's Kai Rizdal.
Trade, for it to work, it requires equilibrium. If you look up the definition of that, it's two opposing forces that balance each other. So the notion of us having two countries like China and the U.S. being in opposition about trade is not depressing. We've got to agree on the way we work together. That equilibrium will cause the stock market to boom because there's a lot of investment that's going to go back and forth. And I believe our president actually did a good job of making it clear of what we need from our side. I don't think there's any dismissiveness now coming from the other side. And so that's a good thing. But I think it's time for us to bring it to conclusion.
Kai Rizdal's interview with Ford's CEO is coming up on Marketplace this evening and available now in the Corner Office podcast or at marketplace.org.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
Here's where we are with the federal government shutdown. Short-term money will likely get approved this week, moving the shutdown deadline to December 20th. Another shutdown is possible then, with funding for the Trump administration's border wall still a sticking point. Meanwhile, many of those federal workers are still reeling from that month-long shutdown that started just before last Christmas. We've been staying in touch with Lila Johnson, an independent contractor who works at the Ag Department.
If I could retire, I will retire tomorrow. But I can't afford it. I cannot afford it. So that's why I'm at 72 years old still working.
My name is Lila Johnson. I work down at the Department of Agriculture as a contractor, clean bathrooms from 6 to 10 at night. And I was working in that building for 22 years.
We just hope it don't be another shutdown, because last year, those 36 days was real hard. I had to go into my insurance company, life insurance company, and borrow money that I'm still paying back. I had no other choice because I'm raising two great-grands. So, you know, I had to provide for them as far as putting food on the table and paying my rent. I hadn't received anything, any money as far as back pay from the contractors that I'm working for. So that's why I'm still paying back the money that I borrow. Well, it's going to be a low-key holiday for me. I was planning on going to spend some time with my sister-in-law and my brother. But right now, I don't think that I'm going to be going out of town splurging, spending money, because I don't know what's going to go on as far as this government shutdown. It really, truly makes me very angry. It makes me very angry. For something like this to keep going on doesn't make any sense. That's why I was thinking about filling out a application, maybe like a crossing guard or something like that. You know, that will still keep a little money coming into the home. So I'm just hoping, praying that I will be able to get something where I won't be stressed out like I did for the 36 days. I won't have to be going through that. I'd be more happy trying to find me something outside the government building.
Federal contractor Lila Johnson there. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This program's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.